And joining us now on the ticket hotline is our favorite octogenarian, our old friend in more ways than one. He was the head usher yesterday at Globe Life Field, Jesse. Good morning, Jesse.
Hold on.
Jesse.
Hello.
Hello.
Jesse.
Can y'all hear me?
Yep. You hear us?
Okay, I can hear you.
You got us?
You there?
Yeah.
You got, I don't think they're on.
Jesse, it's us.
Yeah.
It's us on the ticket, the
Musers.
There
you are. I got you loud and clear now.
Yeah. All right.
How are you?
Well, I'm a bit tired. We had opening day yesterday, and that was my 47th opening day for the Rangers.
Whoa.
Wow.
And I got quite an honor yesterday. I got to escort all the people out for the first pitch that they had there.
Great.
So, mm-hmm.
So the President Bush and the Nolan Ryans and Pudge was there, and Ian Kinsler was there, and Tom Aggrieved. So we had a lot of them out there.
Yeah. It's a big day.
I tell you that Jacob DeGrom, he threw out that first pitch, went over 100 miles an hour. Did you see
yeah.
That was a different first pitch. That was the first pitch of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I got confused. I lose time sometimes.
Oh, yeah. That'll happen.
Yeah. And
hopefully you weren't still out on the field for that one, for the first pitch of the game.
Well, I was. I didn't wander off until after he threw that. Somebody asked me to leave, and I was confused. But, yeah, I thought that was quite a good first pitch. I guess that wasn't a ceremonial first pitch. But.
No. No.
But that one that he threw, I mean, that thing went flying through the air faster than that German that I kicked in the chest in Berlin in 45. Sent him into the wall to bunk all night.
An old war story.
But that arm of DeGrom sure is amazing. That got me all excited about Ranger pitching.
This could be a much better team.
In fact, I felt a little stirring in my loins when I saw that happen there.
All right.
And I ain't felt anything down there since I had an embarrassing affair with a woman named Stormy Daniels back in the early aughts.
Okay.
Sure did.
There's no way.
Sure did. I had to pay her $300 just to keep my family from finding out, too. Still got the canceled check right here. On the memo line, it says Bush money. Oh. I'm sorry, that's hush money. I don't have my reader.
Oh, okay. Hush money.
Yeah.
Hush money.
That's an H.
Yeah. But anyway, I noticed that the Nolan was giving DeGrom a little side eye. I think Nolan was a little jealous.
You think?
Yeah, I think Nolan wanted to be the only 100-mile-an-hour hurler there in the ballpark.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of guys that throw that
these
now.
Days, a lot of guys are doing that.
No, not the way Nolan was looking at him. He's looking at him like that's chief competition. like they were battling on for breeding rights on Ruth or something.
No. Nolan's retired a long time. He didn't care about that.
Of course, when Nolan was pitching, they didn't have that high-tech radar gun. I think they timed it with a sundial back in the day.
Something like that.
They've had radar for a while.
Hey, you remember that time, and I got to talking with Nolan about this. We got to laughing about it. When Nolan got into it with there was a Chicago White Sox, and I can't remember the guy's name, but that guy charged the mound, ran out there, and Nolan puts him in a headlock, and I forget that guy's name.
Robin Ventura.
No, it wasn't Robin Ventura.
Yes, it was. It was the big,
it was
the big
something,
famous.
No. Listen to me. It was a White Sox, and he ran out to the mound, and Nolan put him in a headlock.
Yes, Robin Ventura.
No, I don't think that's it.
Okay.
It'll come to me here in a little bit.
Okay.
It was great. No, we were laughing about it. Nolan treated him like I treated the Nazis in the Battle of the Bulge.
Okay.
We appreciate your service. Long time ago. We do appreciate your service.
You.
But yeah,
you know, even though I'm 87 years young, I'm still called upon, and I was yesterday, to use my body to control a drunk fan.
Really?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it was one drunk Ranger fan that was giving Bochy lots of ass, so I had to go over there and use the techniques of ultramodern to put him in a headlock and treat him like this White Sox that Nolan beat up.
Robin Ventura.
Name
yes.
No, that wasn't it. But you notice we had the roof open at first.
Yeah.
Well, this is a little scoop for you. That was not because they wanted the roof open for opening day.
What was it?
It was because Dave Raymond cut one during BP that was so foul that Bochy had to go over to the sunroof button and open it up.
I don't believe that.
No.
That's a true story. That's what happened.
It was for opening day.
Dave Raymond, he'd die laughing, too. He said he'd had some iffy Indian food that didn't agree with him. but we did have some celebs in the audience. We had lots of high-level celebrities.
Yeah, I didn't see many on the TV coverage. Who'd you have?
Well, I saw them because I had to, you know, help make sure they were secure. Well, we had Sean Bass and Pete Stein and Laura Dunham Kelso.
All right. Leave my sister out of this.
We were a little light on celebrities out there.
Well, that's not a bad list.
Not a bad list, but I think this may be my last Ranger opening day.
Oh, no.
Why is that?
When you get my age, you know, anything can happen to you. And so at 87, I'm pretty sure that AI is going to karate chop me into a grave. So.
We hope not.
All right, then. Y'all
hang in
take
there.
Care now.
All right, we'll
bye,
see you.
Jesse.
There goes Jesse.